Welcome.
Not doing that.
Welcome to our ASMR. Just kidding.
Shut it.
We're talking about conspiracy theories.
Oh my god, I didn't know you were recording. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. Okay. Today, we're talking about conspiracy theories.
All right. Let's
Kaylee,
get to
I think
it.
That you should get us started with your favorite conspiracy
yes,
theory.
Yes, please do.
So.
Because it's a pretty bold accusation towards the government, would you say?
Oh,
it's really
yeah.
controversial.
It yes. really is, because, well, here's, okay, it's a meme, basically. Bush did 9/11. Bush did 9/11. He did. I have no proof, and that's why they're called conspiracy theories.
First of all, I have no proof.
There's no solid evidence, but...
You, like, take everything considered, you know, like... jet fuel can't melt steel beams.
True. And the little explosion on the other floor. Did you see? Is that, like, a part of the argument?
Oh, yeah. They're, like, little explosions out the side of them to make them fall down straight. Why would there be any in an... you know?
And people, like, it came out, like, a couple years after that happened that people reported, like, just people on the streets reported that, like, the actual explosion, like... If you're viewing it, like, this is how it works in movies. So, like, if you're viewing it from, like, this point, like, it's completely understandable because you see the jets or planes or whatever, and then here's the building. But if you're standing, like, right here and it's like this, people said that the explosion happens, like, right now when the plane was still right here.
Like, yeah.
The plane hadn't even, like,
contacted.
Supposedly. I'm not, like, stating any facts here, but... Some, like, eyewitnesses supposedly said that the first explosions and, like, they saw, like, flames and they heard stuff happen before, the like, the first plane even touched the building.
Well, and, yeah, it's just, and the fact that, like, okay, literally let's take physics into consideration right now, okay? You have the momentum of a plane hitting the
tower. The first tower.
Yeah, the first tower. Literally... All the laws of physics say that the momentum would hit the tower would fall. It wouldn't fall, like, vertical.
Like, vertically down.
It wouldn't fall down, it would fall, like, over.
Like, Leaning Tower of Pisa falling.
Like, if I like, hit something like this, it would...
Yeah, it wouldn't go, so like, loud. it would go like this, it wouldn't go like... Okay?
Like, and we are now just pushing over water bottles.
Yeah, I apologize for that.
I forgot it was a podcast.
That's all right. Check
it out. Was a ruckus. I apologize.
It was a ruckus.
But seriously, like, and also, I did a lot of research on it because,
really?
Yeah, one time I was going to write a paper about it, just to write a paper about it and share it with Melanie Steskel because she got on my butt about
your case
it.
About?
Yeah, my case. And she was like, the government didn't do 9/11.
That's why it's called a theory.
Yeah.
It's not, like,
seriously?
A specific, like, certain fact, but it's,
yeah.
like...
And, like, I'm just, you know, and Bush was... Dude,
how do you know Melanie?
Yeah.
Eighth grade?
No, like, how would she know?
Oh, yeah, honestly, like...
Were you there?
Were you there? Did you... You probably watched it on television, Todd.
Like everyone else, Melanie.
Like everyone else.
You're not special.
And honestly, like... I don't know. It was tragic, and, like, I'm not disregarding the lives that were lost, and
yes.
I'm not saying that, like, but I am saying that...
It's fishy. And the report, it never, like, we watched one of those in American Government, too, and it kind of dabbled in, like, it's a lot of things are not completely solved about it yet, and the government is just trying to, like, smooth it over because they had, like, 1,000, like, maybe even, like, more than 1,000 page... Like, the fire people, like, they went through and, like, did a report. Like, oh, it shouldn't have fallen like that. Like, that was their biggest one.
I was going to say that was the other thing that I was reading about. I read this, like, really big article about it. I haven't really done that much other research on it. But this guy was talking about how the government was, like, really, like, suspicious about it because they were trying so hard to just, like, shut it up.
Mm-hmm.
They were, like, quit talking about it. We're gonna, like, smooth this over, and it's fine. Like, it's...
But we're gonna declare war.
Yeah, but it seemed kind of odd to me that they, like, wanted everyone to shut the heck up about it.
Yes.
Well, and honestly, like, it's perfect, you know? Like, we're already tension, like, with...
Yep.
And so they hire some Muslims. Is that the...
Yeah, well, they were jihadists.
Yeah. They hire
hijackers. We'll just say
yeah.
Hijackers.
They hire some hijackers to hijack a plane. They plant bombs in the building, and then they have it hit it. And to make it even more realistic, they take another hijacked plane and into the Pentagon. Another thing about the Pentagon, that hole was huge.
It was
bigger than a plane.
It was
could
it
was. Make.
That was like a explosion hole, like a dang diddly boo.
Yeah, and.
The you government know, does some suspicious things.
The government is corrupt.
I have absolutely no doubt about, like, the weird
and it's a perfect,
stuff that they choose to, like, hide.
And they,
some weird secrets.
You know, they couldn't find a good enough excuse to start war, so they had to make one.
Mm-hmm. And you that, know? That, like, stirred
and they
up
can
everybody.
Hide everything yeah. from us. Like,
they
there's
do.
Nothing, not they do, but it's like they aren't entitled to tell us anything. So, like... For example, like, if they have, like, found proof of, like, life, like, other life, like, aliens and extraterrestrials and stuff, like, they...
And they do!
They have, yeah, but they have, they aren't entitled to tell us, like, squat.
I
so
love that,
it
Brad.
Doesn't matter if they know or not, like, they, nothing is telling them, oh, you should tell everyone else about this, like, they can just keep it to themselves, which they do.
And, like, I don't know, it's more of a, like, conservative... idea that 9/11 actually was a terrorist attack because a lot of conservatives were like alive during that time and they witnessed it and it was really high tensions with the opposers and they were like, yeah, look at what they did.
Yeah.
And now that it's coming out kind of that like maybe the government was behind it, they're like, no. What?
You want to know something weird about the government? So, you know, like, I'm really into, like, the JFK assassination stuff. Mm-hmm. I've done, like, literally 10 projects on it in just in this year, and I've read 2 different books about it. And, like, one of the things that popped up the most was that, like, the government was behind his assassination.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it basically, like, if you sum it up, there's, like, between, like, 4 and 5 different theories, some of them being just pretty silly.
What's one of the silliest? I don't want to detract you, but
one of the silliest ones that I came across when I was writing, like, my paper and stuff was there's these pictures of this guy, and he is standing there during, like, the parade and stuff, and he's holding up a black umbrella, and just, like, minding his own business. He's kind of, like, off a little bit, which, like... At first, like, it's just one of those things where it was, like, a really big misunderstanding because he was standing, like, a little ways apart from everyone, and it had been raining, like, the few days before, like, November 22nd, but by the time that day came, like, it was completely sunny, like, it was hot out, there wasn't any rain, and this dude was just standing there holding this black umbrella.
Sketchy.
And, yeah, so it did look kind of sketchy, but people, like, took this, and they twisted it into that he had, like, this weird... shooting dart contraption inside of his umbrella and just he paralyzed the president so that Lee could get a shot or so. I don't even it was neat like wow congratulations for thinking of that but like completely
implausible.
Absurd yeah
mm-hmm.
And so like 3 years later this guy hadn't even really heard about this like he didn't even really know that people were like talking about him, and it was, like, 2 or 3 years later he, like, found out about it, and he came out and, like, explained this whole thing, and it was, like, actually, like, a protest against the president, because, you know, like, half of the people in Dallas, like, loved him, and the other half just,
oh, yeah.
like, hated him, and so it was, like, a completely, like, peaceful protest against the president. It went, I don't even remember the explanation for it, but, like, he had, like, an alibi, and it was, like, a completely reasonable thing, and people just, like, I don't even know how people even came up with that. Like, it was just ridiculous.
Yes. So what do you think actually happened? So yes, I distracted you, sorry.
Honestly.
What seems, like, the most reasonable explanation?
It's just, it really just depends on, like, opinion, because there is no say in what actually happened. Like, we don't know. But in my opinion, I honestly think that Lee Oswald was working for, like, the Cuban mafia. because, yeah, and that's, like, that's pretty bold to say, but, like, I don't know, I've done, like, a lot of work on it this year, and it just seems, like, super reasonable, because we had, like, the Bay of Pigs, and we had all of that, and, like, there were, like, interviews with Fidel Castro, and he was, like, heck the president, man, like, he has tried to kill me more than once, and if he doesn't back off, like, I'm gonna do something.
Yeah.
And he,
like, dude.
And he, but he get said off. That, like, there's so many interviews, like, he said multiple times that if JFK doesn't get off his case, like, he was gonna do something about it. And then it just, everything seems a little bit too, like, closely knit together for it to be a coincidence. Mm-hmm. Because Lee Oswald, like, total, like, pro-communist, and he literally, like, worshipped Fidel Castro. Mm-hmm. Like, he worshipped him. And I was like, so why wouldn't he kill the president for Fidel? Because he was planning on fleeing to Cuba after the deed was done. And so, like, it just seems like with all of, like, I don't know, just with everything put together, like, it sounds completely reasonable. Like, he worshipped Castro. Castro wanted the president dead. He was going to do the work for Castro because obviously Fidel can't do that by himself, so he was basically just, like, the hitman. He got it done. He tried to flee to Cuba because Fidel had promises of, like, keeping him safe and just bull honky. And, I mean, obviously, like, he got caught.
Yeah.
I don't know how he ever thought he was going to make it to Cuba.
Yeah.
But that was his plan. Like, he was going to flee to Cuba. And so, I don't know. It's just all of that put together. Like, I don't understand how I wouldn't think that Cuba was backing it somehow.
And imagine being his wife, like, right there in the car with him.
Yeah, that was, reading about that was really disgusting, honestly. Because he got shot twice, you know? He got shot in the neck and then through the head. And when I was reading, like, some book from the library, like, a really, really accurate description of everything that happened. It was, like, explaining, like, that's really gross. Sorry, guys. It was literally, like, explaining his, like, brains exploding into her face and all over her, like, clothes. And I was like, that's sick. That is disgusting. And I didn't need to read such a detailed description of that. It was so gross.
Ugh.
Yeah, that's,
Like, I don't know. I think the problem with conspiracy theories is that they're just theories. But it's like, it all goes back to one thing.
Mm-hmm.
The government. Mm-hmm. Like, the government's behind this. The government knows the answer to what actually happened at 9/11. Are there actually aliens? What actually happened to JFK?
Like, I was going to say, it doesn't...
What's up with Area 51?
Yeah,
it doesn't even, like, have to be that the government did it, because some theorists did say that the government was behind the assassination of JFK, which I don't really... That's, like, a good, strong theory, but I honestly do think that Cuba was more involved than the government. But either way, like, it doesn't always have to be the government inflicting it. But I feel
they,
like,
know the
I
answer.
I feel like 9 out of 10 times they know, or even 10 out of 10 times, they know the answers to, like, everything that
because,
we have questions about.
Or maybe they're just trying to cover up the fact that they don't know anything.
Ooh.
Oh.
What about that?
Oh.
What about they?
That's
they
a conspiracy
don't
theory
what
in itself.
Yeah, maybe they don't know. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe they're totally, they have no control over what happens, and they're like, Jesus.
Maybe they're the ones throwing out all of the conspiracy theories.
They're like, we gotta make it look like we know what we're doing.
Conspiracy
it's like
theories
in high school.
About conspiracy theories.
It's like in high school, and they're just throwing around these rumors. They're like, this is a good one. This
oh, yeah.
Is a good one.
Like, 9/11 is like, random person gets pregnant. Oh, she got pregnant by this person. I know.
Yeah.
He's the daddy. Listen to me.
Ooh. Yeah. We are all of our minds went to one thing when
yes,
I said
yes,
that.
Yes, that does.
Horrible.
Sorry. But honestly, I don't know. I think the bird ones, like the fact that the birds aren't real or the like, they're like government drones are like...
That's just stretching it a bit.
That is.
But it's
but
fun
honestly,
to joke about.
It
I was
going
to say, honestly, one of my favorite things to joke
is, like,
about
birds
is birds being fake.
Birds aren't real.
But then there was one tweet, I believe, during the longest government shutdown in U.S. history, which was this year.
30, I lost my day job.
And that that no one had seen any birds during the government shutdown. And I drive, and like through, I live out of town, and so I usually drive through the refuge. And usually you see a bunch of birds, or I do, or have a bunch of times, like regular. But I really was thinking back, and I'm like, I don't think I have. And that was just like, that is a little bit interesting. Yeah. I'm sure it was just a coincidence, but it is oftentimes fun to entertain those ideas.
Yeah, it really is, because, I was talking to this guy once, and we were having a really serious conversation about disclosed information, and he was like, one sec, I think there's a bird in my house. And I was like...
I remember that.
Birds aren't real. And he was like, what?
Wait, what?
And I was like...
Dude, don't you know?
They aren't real. And he's like, I think they are. And I was like, tell me something. Did you see one bird during the government shutdown? And he was like, no, but, I mean, it's winter. I was like, birds are still, like, around when it's winter.
Like a pigeon? You didn't see one dang pigeon.
I was like...
A sparrow, the most common.
And they all gather. I saw a tweet once, and it was like, you know how birds all gather on, like, power lines?
That's their charger.
That's their charger, and they just leave. Ooh. And they all gather in, like, one spot.
Oh, I don't like that.
I don't know. For the freakiest reasons, when I was little, like, crows would scare the crap out of me.
I'm still terrified of crows. Oh, crows. I think this is in the past.
Yeah. Like, I'm literally getting goosebumps right now just talking about that. But for some, I don't know why. But for some reason, like, ravens that are bigger, they didn't creep me out as much. But no, crows. Crows are creepy.
Okay, maybe there's something wrong with them, because all three of us just confessed to being, like, legitimately scared of crows.
Like, I would cry, like, when I was a kid, and I was, like, never afraid of anything.
Christy, like,
they always have this bad, like, negative aura stigma attached to them. Like, you see a crow, and it's like,
unsettling.
You know, I can't, like,
I don't know if we're just, like, conditioned to feel that way about them, because, I mean, like, in, like, movies, they have, like, witches and stuff like that. Like, their seems, like, darker.
See, I was, like, young when I started being scared of crows. Like,
yeah, so it wasn't even, like, I had chances to watch stuff like that. Mm-hmm.
Well, like, nobody, like, shoots and kills crows, you know? So, like, you don't know if there's flesh inside of them or machinery. Mm. Let's kill a crow.
That's illegal. Redacted.
Yeah, so, no, I'm sorry.
Our next episode.
Oh, why is it illegal to kill a crow?
On our next episode, we'll be dissecting a crow.
Yes.
For science purposes.
Yes, of course.
But, no, can we, like, talk about aliens for a second? Like, I did an entire 1,000-word paper on aliens.
Really? Well, yeah. Have you seen that, like, lights in, like, in the sky? What was it? It's a movie. It's older. But one guy got, like beamed up, he got supposedly, snatched. Like, out of his house, because they, like, they took the brother or something. I got, what is that? Lights in the sky? It's like
I don't know what you're talking about, honestly.
You do or don't?
Don't.
It's like a movie, but it's, like, based on real events, and, like, they couldn't find him for years, and then he came back, like, on a hill by his house or something, and he was, like, without any clothes, and, like, was totally, like...
out of it.
I was gonna say, I have heard multiple, stories from people... That exact same thing happening. They're like, yeah, we came back and we were straight naked and had no clue what was going on.
Yeah, like people who say, yeah, I've been abducted by aliens. Everybody's just like, oh, go put your tin hat back on, retard. But, like, I didn't mean to say retard, but idiot. Like, but, like, fool, seriously, fool. People are like, yeah, okay, you got abducted by aliens. But, like,
you immediately are discredited as, like, crazy or, like, schizophrenic and
seriously crazy. But, like, I one time, like, it was, I kid you not, I saw a UFO. Like,
really?
Like, there was, okay, so you guys know how a guitar pick is, like, shaped?
Mm-hmm.
So it was like that, and it was July 4th, so, like, me and my mom were outside, like, watching fireworks, and we see, like, this huge... Not huge, it was small up there, but it was huge. Like, you knew it was huge. And we saw it just, like, floating, and it was in the shape of a guitar pick, and, like, towards the bottom of it was just, like, a really bright light in a circle. And my mom was just, like, joking around. She was like, oh, look, it's a UFO. And I was like, ha, you know, funny.
Dang, it is.
And it just goes like this. Ooh. And then my mom's like, where's your brother? And I was like, I don't know, maybe got abducted by that thing. And all of a sudden, right as I said it, it literally just shoots up and disappears. Like, ooh, not a firework, not anything. It just disappears, like, up. Oh. And I'm like, Satan. And Seth comes around the corner, and me and my mom are freaking out because we literally thought my brother got abducted by aliens. And I know it even sounds crazy coming out of my mouth, but like, I know they're real. They have to be real.
Did you guys ever see that video of, like, I don't even remember where it was. It was in the States. It wasn't like that far away, but it was like this guy got it on camera, and it was like these, I don't even know how to explain it. It was basically he got, like, this really, really weird UFO-looking thing on camera for, like, a long time. I'll see if I can find it. You guys keep talking.
Well,
while you're looking at it, I found it. It was called Fire in the Sky. And I guess my mom saw this, and she was talking about it. And she's a pretty sensible woman, so I feel like if she could be kind of swayed by that, it must not be, like, completely false. But it said that there's 5 guys driving home after they worked in, like, a forest. I guess they were, like, lumberjacks or whatever. Love that.
Mm-hmm, yum.
And they saw a weird light, and then this one guy, like, gets out of the pickup to, like, go look at it, and then he doesn't come back. And, like, the 4 other guys, like, I guess are supposedly, allegedly, like, watching him, like, get beamed up. And then it's, like, years and years go by, and then it's like 5 days later, like, he comes back, like, he's in that exact same spot, but he's, like, naked and, like, has like, is so messed up, and that's like based crazy. On a true story. Yeah,
that's insane. That's on Netflix.
I don't think so.
No, but like,
we should buy it.
Yeah, we should.
Maybe it's on Hulu. What's it called?
Fire in the Sky.
No, but, like, did you guys ever hear about, like, I did an entire, like, section on this in my paper, like, the Roswell incident?
No.
No, what is that?
Okay, so, please. Basically, like, Roswell, New Mexico. You know, like, New Mexico is, like, hot spot for...
There's some whack stuff happening there at all times.
So, basically, this guy, like, this farmer was going out to check his pasture, and there were just, like, debris, like...
Like random stuff.
Yeah, like scattered across his field, and it. And he was like, I don't know what this is. So he calls the sheriff, and then the sheriff comes out, and the sheriff's like, I don't know what that is either. So they call like the local army base, and they come out, and they're like, oh shit! And so they have like, they have like people in like these huge armored trucks come out and like sweep the entire field and like pick up all of it and never talk about it again. They never like give what it was, and they said that it's still in like whatever, like they're still processing what it is. But it was in the Blue Book, which is like all the alien stuff, and it was discontinued. So yeah, and basically, well, okay, and then after it all started coming out in Roswell about like, oh, why haven't we got like a report back on what that was, because it was pretty sketch.
Yeah, no kidding.
The army like a couple days later was like, oh, it was like part of a crashed weather balloon or whatever. Yeah. And I was like,
yeah, okay,
sure,
you know what a weather balloon looks like, and it doesn't look like it was a crashed UFO. Yeah. Basically, moral of the story, don't live in New Mexico.
Okay, amen.
Mm-hmm. The end.
Case closed, man. Just evacuate New
Mexico. I mean, Reagan wants to live in New Mexico, but that's because she wants to get abducted by aliens.
Of course. Out of all people, Reagan.
Well, she wants to write, I think she wants to write a book about it, but...
Really? My experience?
If you get abducted and you, like, stay with them or they, like, kill you, then what?
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean...
But I'm sorry, but does it seem like it's always, like, in, like, places that are... It's, like, old farmers, not necessarily old farmers, but, like, people, like, way out in the middle of, like, nowhere. It's not, like, people, like, in towns.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's, like, isolated areas.
Mm-hmm. Because I think they're less likely to be
seen.
Noticed, seen.
I'd say they probably travel over or, like, near places like that because they're less likely to be seen. And then, like, oh, dang, we done crashed. But if it was a crashed UFO, where was the dang dealing alien?
Yeah, I bet they got back up and someone came.
I think there was something about it. Ring, ring. there was something about it, but I don't think I put it in my paper, that there was, like, bodies.
What?
Like, somewhere.
Things.
Like, there were things. And I can't even remember, like, it didn't go into depth about it, but there were, like, unidentifiable, like, beings. Remains. Yeah, remains. Deal. And those got swept away, too, I'm assuming.
That's fishy.
It is fishy. Honestly, like, 9/11, JFK, aliens, birds.
What about Chuck E. Cheese reusing its pizza?
What?
After Shane Dawson there, right there.
I have never heard of that.
What? Shane, you need to Dawson. Go watch Shane okay. Dawson's.
Oh, but I did. I fell asleep like 30 minutes
Please
in.
Please let me explain to you. Okay, so he basically heard about this thing that, like, when Chuck E. Cheese, like, makes their pizzas, you know, they, like, none of them seem to, like, match up, like, the crust and stuff. Like, it always just looks like a stupid puzzle that doesn't have any of the right pieces. And so supposedly Chuck E. Cheese, like, reuses the pizza that isn't, like, that someone didn't eat off of their plates and just, yeah. like, uses it and puts it together to make one whole pizza again.
No, that's sick. That's actually
However, after watching that YouTube video, I watched a lot of different ones on people talking about it, and one girl even got a job at Chuck E. Cheese.
Just so she
could figure it out, and she said that particular Chuck E. Cheese and, like, none of the other, and she lived in, like, California or somewhere, like, big. She said that one and, like, all of the other ones in the area, like, can be confirmed that does not happen.
That sucks. I really wanted
to
scandal like
that. I mean, I'm glad for health standards.
But that doesn't imagine mean it doesn't happen scandal. Everywhere.
Yeah, maybe there's just, like, one particularly, like, sketch one.
Maybe it's just, like,
maybe we should go up to Rapid and get a job there at Chuck E. Cheese.
I thought it closed down. Or die.
Yeah, same. Oh, maybe
I feel like there's, like, not many existing Chuck E. Cheeses anymore.
Oh,
I've only been to, like, a couple.
I had one, and I got super scared by the animatronics. Like, super scared. I was like,
those
Satan.
Things are weird.
Yeah, stay away.
Are, yeah, those are not.
I went to.
Like, Lucifer is in front of me.
Lucifer? Hello. I've been to.
And I played Five Nights at Freddy's.
But yeah, I was just thinking, like, it reminds me so much of Five Nights at Freddy's.
That game still scares me. I'm sorry.
Did. I remember just, like, watching PewDiePie play one of them.
Same.
Subscribe to PewDiePie.
I'm so glad that I'm not the only weird.
I've never watched PewDiePie.
I feel like we never, like, talk about our weird-ish stuff to each other.
Oh, not on this podcast, but, like, I used to watch some pretty weird things on. Not, like, weird, like.
I was like
but, like.
I don't like to. Like, random-ish. Like,
oh,
not, like,
yeah.
weird stuff.
Like, I used
not,
to.
Like, the weird stuff.
That's the end of this episode.
All right. We're gonna go talk about.
We gotta
some
get
other
a
stuff.
Lot weirder, and you guys
yeah.
just can't be there for
can't
it.
Have that. Oh, it's a 30-minute episode.
Nice.
In freaking joy.